Hey guys, I hope that this Drivecast finds all of you doing well. My name is John Myers, and I'm the music pastor at our Lewis Center campus. Today, I have the honor of sharing with you for a few minutes on the topic of worship. I want to share with you about worship because this topic literally defines who God has designed us to be. Recently, Pastor Dean spoke to us about how worship is a huge part of who we are. You could even say it's all of who we are. And he talked to this about this in the context of John chapter 4 with the woman at the well. And what we learned inside of that is that we often seek for satisfaction in physical things like rule following or in other humans or things like food, or things like, relationships. And so what Dean talked to us about is that if we seek for satisfaction in anything but Christ, we're going to be missing out, okay? Because the source of satisfaction is Jesus himself. We all know the saying that you are what you eat, right? If you eat junk, your body's going to, going to be messed up. It's not going to love you, right? If you eat junk food, you're not going to be satisfied because your body's not getting the proper nutrition that it needs to function well. That same concept is very applicable in the context of worship as well. If we seek for satisfaction in anything but the spring of life, Jesus himself, we will always be left wanting. If we worship God and him alone, we won't be left wanting. Worship, in its essence, is to express adoration, celebration, reverence, and etc. in response to God because of who he is and what he has done. Inside of these expressions, we grow in satisfaction. It's a cycle. The more we worship, the more we're satisfied. The more we live out who God has designed us to be, the more we are satisfied in him as a result of living out that worship. That is for him and from him. Worship has way more to do with our identity than it does with music or something that we do on Sunday mornings. You know, let me say it to you this way. We are worshipers more than we are humans. We are worshipers who are humans. It's not the other way around. It's not that we're humans who are worshipers. Rather, we are worshipers who are humans. Let that sink in for a moment. God's foremost identity for you is worshiper. When he looks at you, he knows your name, but he sees first and foremost, this is one of my people who I have called to worship. In light of this, I'd like to take a minute and just share some scripture with you from Romans 12, verse 1. Here's what it says. This is the word of God. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your whole selves as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. And then Paul goes on in the scripture passage to give us direction on how to do this, how to live this out, namely by telling us to not be conformed to the ways of the world, by seeking satisfaction in and giving praise to anything but God. You see, just like the woman at the well, we need to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. We need to live and worship to God in spirit and in truth. This is where true satisfaction comes from, knowing who we are and being obedient to that. And like we've been talking about, a big part of being a worshiper is living out the fact that salvation isn't just for us, but it's from us. So the way that we express that salvation is not only for us, but it's from us is by living out this life of worship. And that includes evangelism, discipleship, and many other things that we do on Sunday mornings here at LifePoint or throughout the week in our life groups. You see, all of these different contexts that we worship in, it's just a small part. You see, most of our worship takes place at home or on the drive to school or in the morning when you wake up. So I want to give us just a minute here on this DriveCast to think about how you and I maybe used to define worship and take some of what we've talked about today and just begin to process that. So take a minute and prayerfully process that. Just tell the Lord, hey God, this is how I used to view worship. Would you deepen my view? Would you help me to view worship and define worship in the way that you meant for it to be? So just take a minute and talk to the Lord about that. So God, we come to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We want to be who you've created us to be. We want to be worshipers. And that's what you say we are, but we don't always do a great job of living that out and seeing ourselves in that light. So God, would you deepen our view as LifePoint Church about what worship really is? And would you prepare us throughout the week to come together on Sunday mornings to be reverent, to be excited, to celebrate, to evangelize, to be discipled together? Would you prepare us for that throughout the week? Help us to worship you day in, day out. Let our minds be filled with you. Let your scriptures permeate every single bit of who we are. Would you help us to be a church that worships you and that you're pleased with? Thanks for calling us to be worshipers. Thanks for making our identity set in you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Hey, thanks so much for joining us here on this DriveCast. So looking forward to being with you all tomorrow. Much love.